T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback room looks a whole lot different than it did just a week ago. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We'll get back to the NCAA tournament, the brackets, all of the March Madness in just a moment. But there was major, major news, Perloff, in terms of quarterbacks changing teams over the weekend. We already knew that Russell Wilson was going to be with the Pittsburgh Steelers after he was released by the Denver Broncos. They traded for Justin Fields over the weekend, only after trading Kenny Pickett away to your Philadelphia Eagles. It was a wild shakeup.
It is, but actually, take a step back. And if I told you that there was a 36-year-old veteran who was cut and they picked him up for the minimum, and then I also told you there was a former first-round pick who was traded for a sixth-round pick, if you didn't know the names, you'd be like, this is a bad situation for whatever team is stuck with those two guys. So the market is saying these guys aren't any value. Basically, Justin Fields is Mac Jones. I would just say we all think we watch him and we think he's better than Mac Jones, but right. The market is not really saying that. And then Russell Wilson is basically Ryan Tannehill. So they could be with Ryan Tannehill and Mac Jones, except I think we're looking at the upside of these guys and maybe overestimating what Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are going to be for Pittsburgh. Because I think the league said no thank you to both of them, but Pittsburgh's going to cobble it together. And everyone's excited, I understand, but really, when you step back, is this going to work?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. First of all, I'm not sure that Mac Jones doesn't get another starting job before it's all said and done in this NFL. But here's the thing. I think that there's a lot of reasons why the market was the way it was for both of those guys. Like the Russell Wilson, he is getting paid $39 million just by the Denver Broncos, or 36, whatever it's going to be. So the Steelers found a deal and everything went wrong for Denver, right? They're dealing with so much more. Their front office sucks. There's so much more to the story than just, oh, Russell Wilson's available, right? So that's why he's in Pittsburgh and they see value. And then Justin Fields, I think the same thing. I was a little surprised the market with this was this week, but think about it. You already had, you know, Kirk Cousins was the apple of the eye of the Atlanta Falcons. Baker Mayfield ends up going back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You just had a couple of these Justin Fields' old offensive coordinator, who he didn't get along with that well or was not simpatico, is now with the Las Vegas Raiders. I think they want to trade up. You're not trading him to Minnesota. Right. I never thought that the Bears would ever trade a quarterback like this in the division. So you end up sort of losing a lot of spots. And on top of it, there's that, because it was a first-round pick, there is that fifth-year option that's out there. I don't think the Steelers are going to pick it up, obviously. But
you know,
I like this.
If you know if the league viewed him as better, they would look past all that because it's quarterback. I mean, Sam Darnold, as you've talked about, got a second round pick.
I think they learned from that too. I think the Panthers look stupid for doing that, and nobody wanted to be a stupid team.
But don't you think GMs around the league said, "Man, if I'd be nervous to pass on Justin Fields, at least not to offer a third round pick if they really thought he was going to be a star." Now, I think the public and me too are way higher on Justin Fields than the league is. I think the league hates his sack rate. I think they think, oh, he for some reason he just won't let it loose and sort of run the offense the way it's supposed to be. Can he get coached out of that? Maybe, but how are you going to get coached out of it in Pittsburgh, which wants to win games defensively? That is not where Justin Fields, I understand Justin Fields wanted to go there, but this to me is not the kind of offense that can even take advantage of him because he's very, very skilled, but it's going to be so slow and hand off on first down, hand off on second down, then it's third and eight, and Justin Fields, the spot Justin Fields knows well from Chicago. What's he going to do then?
Yeah, and hopefully throw to some, you know, play action and hopefully throw to some weapons.
You can't play action on third and eight.
I know. It's a little bit tough. I get what you're saying. I just, I can't imagine you see upside of guys who, even when you have this running attack, to have a quarterback that can also run. And I know that's not all you have to do, but the guy's not a finished product. He possibly, likely could have been in this draft class. I mean, in terms of his age.
With a COVID year, yeah, he could be here.
To totally give up, I think, is crazy. And I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers are the ones who are going to have the last laugh here. Now, I think what's also interesting is the Steelers so quickly moving on from Kenny Pickett. And Pickett wasn't awesome. We know that. I mean, his numbers were terrible compared to Justin Fields. Fields looks like, you know, Michael Vick compared to Kenny Pickett. But here's the thing. Kenny Pickett's now being painted in a pretty bad light on the way out. And there was a report last year that he refused to dress because he didn't want to be a backup to Mason Rudolph. Now, he came out, vehemently denied this. This was after Kenny Pickett got the tightrope surgery to try to get back faster to help the Steelers on a playoff run, and they stayed with Mason Rudolph to begin with. So he had to dispel that. Then it's looking now like Kenny Pickett just didn't want any part of competing with Russell Wilson and wanted a trade. Here's the thing. Kenny Pickett looks terrible here, but this was not going to be a quarterback competition. I truly believe that. I think with Justin Fields, it might actually be a competition. I think Fields is going to end up playing more snaps than Russell Wilson next year. But Pickett was never going to get a real shot here because I think he had fallen out of favor with the organization.
I agree with that. I do think, though, that Pittsburgh has a funny way of behaving in quarterback. I think they failed him as much as he is failing them in this case. I can't look at the situation and say, oh, Kenny Pickett's bad attitude is a reason he's out of town. I say the Steelers kept Matt Canada around forever last year and totally screwed him over. And who knows? I do think also it's interesting to me the Steelers had Russell Wilson and Kenny Pickett. I think that was an uncomfortable situation for them. I don't think this is all in Kenny saying, get me out of here. I think they said, oh, we don't really want our former first-round pick sitting behind Russell Wilson. We'd rather bring in new blood.
Someone else's first-round pick.
Yeah, figure that out. I just think that it was too awkward at that point. I'm not surprised. Honestly, I think I said this last week or maybe off-air.
Yeah.
I thought the Eagles were going to make a strong move for Justin Fields because Jalen Hurts was injured a lot of last year, seems to have this chronic knee problem. And for me, Justin Fields and the Eagles made sense. Kenny Pickett, I'm a little confused by this. I do not quite know what they have in Kenny Pickett as a backup quarterback. It's hard to envision, right? Going from Jalen Hurts and he gets nicked up, putting Kenny Pickett. I have no idea what that's going to be.
Well, Kenny Pickett, Gardner Minshew. I mean, you know, it's a similar type of thing, right?
No, Minshew had, I think, no, Kenny Pickett's big through, you know, was a big college star, first round pick. No,
oh,
I don't think it's
I
the
get
same.
That. I'm talking about the style of play, right?
Oh, I don't know. That's funny. You see Gardner Minshew. I just, Pickett's so much taller than Minshew. I can't buy that.
I'm just saying that it's,
he's
I think
in
they
that
found,
realm.
I think they thought they found somebody who has 2 years of control left. Kenny Pickett is a year younger than Justin Fields in terms of the draft class and just brought him in on a flyer. It's like nothing.
See, I think Gardner Minshew, you bring him in because you really want him to win games when your quarterback gets hurt. I think the Eagles have bigger plans with Kenny Pickett. Maybe he gets in and they flip him for a second round pick. Maybe Jalen Hurts plays out his contract and continues to, Jalen Hurts trended downward last year. Maybe they think that Kenny Pickett's a long-term answer. I don't see
it. Really? They just gave Jalen Hurts $200 million.
Well, you know, things move fast in the NFL. They moved past Carson Wentz pretty quick. No, I don't think
Carson Wentz really fell out of favor. I mean, there was locker room stuff. You had won a Super Bowl with a backup that kind of put him in a bad spot.
You wouldn't say the same thing's happening to Jalen Hurts in Philly? This has been a disaster of an offseason. Disaster.
Yeah, people are questioning his leadership. I see what you're saying in terms of the shades, but you don't have the idea that Nick Foles came in, won a Super Bowl, and has a statue outside of the stadium, and the starter has to come in and sort of live up to that every single day. I think people want to believe in Jalen Hurts. And he did make a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I mean, not as much as they wanted to believe in Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was the original franchise savior, re-signed his deal long after the Super Bowl, and they just gave up on him really quick because it did work in the locker room. Sound familiar? Jalen Hurts got to a Super Bowl.
Are we in that position, though? Is it DEFCON 1 right now?
We're talking 2 years. No, I don't think so. But Carson, that is so improbable that Carson Wentz didn't work out in Philadelphia. He came on his second year and was going to win the MVP.
Yep.
Everyone thought he was the savior, and it changed so fast. Why wouldn't it change with Jalen Hurts? I think that's what they're thinking. I don't think they have a Gardner Minshew. I don't think he's a veteran backup. He's young, too. I think the Eagles have bigger plans here.
I don't know. How would they flip Kenny Pickett for a second-round pick?
Training camp? No, because Jalen Hurts, like every quarterback in the NFL,
will get
nicked
up
for 3 games.
Got
He'll have a good preseason. It is the Eagles once traded A.J. Feely, a backup, for, I believe, a second-round pick to Miami based on preseason and two fill-in games. Listen, you said it. Sam Darnold, second-round pick. People do crazy things around quarterback. And the fact that nobody wanted to take that leap for Justin Fields says a lot to me.
No, you're right. I mean, it's fair. I do think that the Steelers are going to be the ones with the last laugh because they have upgraded their quarterback room from a year ago. And this was a team that is a playoff team perennially, and they were doing it with terrible quarterback play. Now you're going to have something that's not terrible, I don't think. If you can develop Fields a bit, or if Russell Wilson can stay healthy, it's not going to be terrible quarterback play. So that, to me, signals an upgrade, signals the fact that I think they're going to win a playoff game this year, at least one.
Just a little background. In 2019, Carson Wentz signed the richest deal in NFL history with the Eagles. By 2021, Jalen Hurts was starting for the Eagles. It moves fast in this NFL, and you know that. That's funny. And this scenario in Pittsburgh, we could have somebody completely different in 2 years. Completely different. This is a very – quarterback's getting fluid. That's why I think we talk about it all offseason long.
Yeah, and there was a ton of movement this year. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. But if you're asking me if this is going to work with the Steelers, I think it is. You know, I don't think that we have this sort of quarterback controversy, first and foremost. And secondly, I think that Justin Fields is going to end up playing the majority of the snaps. And this is why. What if Russell Wilson gets off to a bad start? Then what happens? You're going to have Justin Fields sitting right behind him. He comes in, and I think this thing works. I really do. And Russ is, they're talking about, a contract extension for Russ. I'd love to know where that report's coming from. Can we trace that back to Russ's agent?
Oh, you're so cynical, Maggie.
Well, I just don't know why they would hand over money when they haven't even seen him yet.
Yeah, I mean, also, too, let's not discount this division's a real problem. It's a real problem. Even if it does work, can they beat Baltimore and Cincinnati? You're talking Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, both top five quarterbacks in the NFL, and then Cleveland with just a boatload of talent and a great coaching staff. It is a wild situation. Pittsburgh really better hope. I think you have to hit and hit big for them to win a playoff game, as you think might happen.
Yeah, there's always something about the AFC North. It's so difficult. They beat each other up, mm-hmm. and someone always gets hurt. You hate to say it, but the four quarterbacks you start with at the beginning are not the four quarterbacks you get at the end. And whether it's Deshaun Watson last year, whether it's Joe Burrow, we've seen it with Lamar Jackson for years. Now we'll see what happens with the Russell Wilson-Justin Fields combination. But the idea that Russ has already won this job in Pittsburgh, to me, also does not pass the smell test. Like, could they start with him? Maybe, but I just don't think he has such a grip on it. I think if it was Kenny Pickett, he would have had more of a grip because I think maybe the locker room lost a little faith in Kenny Pickett. I think the team definitely lost faith in him.
Yeah, also, they're not done. They need to add a wide receiver, obviously. They let Deontay Johnson go. I saw Mike Williams was visiting there.
Yeah.
They like Pat Freiermuth, but right now they're set up to be just a grind it out on the run game. Their offensive line is set up more for the run. So it could be a conservative quarterback situation either way. That's why another reason I'm not getting as excited as other people, because I don't think the Steelers want to throw the ball around. So we will not see Justin Fields maximizing his talent.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You're welcome to weigh in on the Steelers quarterback room. Is this going to work?
Yeah, that's the question.
Or is this going to be the most drama-filled? I mean, here's the thing. If it does go south, I think it's going to work. I think it's going to work. I'm on record. I think this is going to work. I think they're going to win a playoff game. I will grant you, though, if this does go south, you think Russ is going to go quietly? Not a shot. Not a shot.
He did in Denver.
No, and then he,
no, I wouldn't
in
say
front
that.
Of the media,
kind of quietly, yeah,
said that they basically told me to cut my injury guarantees, so I'm out of here.
Well, I just think that when Sean Payton was yelling at him on the sideline, he didn't yell back. So that sense, like, he was.
So he spoke quietly, but carried a big stick.
Still, there are other quarterbacks who would have punched.
Roosevelt?
Yes,
I'm telling you, there are other quarterbacks who would have punched Sean Payton in the face right there. Like, he could have made that a lot worse. That was one of the most insane situations. The running back fumbles, and he yells at Russell Wilson for 10 minutes on the sideline. That whole thing was messed up,
yeah,
and I think
Russ,
he could have made it a lot worse.
But Russ aired him out and was like, yeah, they came to me in the bye week and said they wanted me to cut my injury guarantees, which is, like, appalling considering the sport is so brutal. And then they went out and won five in a row, and then they still benched him at the end of the year.
He's like, we just beat the Chiefs. We were on a good run, and then, I don't know, coach just said that, you know, hey, I got to make sure I waive my injury guarantee.
Yeah. That was an airing out. That was a very polite airing out. That was an airing out. I don't think, and Justin Fields, by the way, everybody seems to love Justin Fields. Seems like the Bears players really love Justin Fields. So that's, I don't think he's going to be an issue that causes any problems.
Do you remember though earlier in the season when Justin Fields set up at a press conference and it kind of got buried because the defensive coordinator, I think, got fired the same day. Remember he sat up there and he was like, I got to be myself.
Oh, the coaching staff.
Remember the coaching staff. And it was perceived that he threw the coaching staff under the bus.
We got a couple wild cards here. I don't think that you're looking at that fiery situation, especially with Justin Fields. He's about to be a free agent. He's not going to say anything this year.
Yeah.
He's got a big contract coming his way.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Are you all in or are you out on what the Steelers are doing at quarterback? Russell Wilson combined with Justin Fields, what do you think? Let's go to David. He's in California. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing awesome. What's on your mind on this quarterback stuff?
So I saw a report last night that Justin Fields turned down four other trades before he accepted the Steelers trade. So I just wonder if there's any truth to that.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if I saw that same report. I saw one that five teams called the Bears about right. Fields and that they actually had better compensation from another team, but wanted to, like, quote unquote, do right by Justin Fields and give him a shot at a place maybe he could start.
Gotcha.
Right. I don't know. The other five teams, you want to take a stab, Perloff? You think it's your Eagles.
I would think definitely Philly. I got to double check this, but I think the Chiefs don't have a backup yet. Do they have a – who's the Chiefs' backup? I feel like that's an Andy Reid project if I ever see it. Okay, so
I can't remember his name now.
Blaine Gabbert?
Gabbert, right. And he's a free agent, so they did not bring him back yet.
So I think the Chiefs – you know, we're talking pure backup.
I think it's possible the Rams called. They end up signing Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah,
over
Rams
the weekend,
makes sense.
And also, bury the lead. Aaron Donald retired. That's a big story. Sure. Get to that later.
Ravens. That's another team that people link Fields to. Because right now, they have Josh Johnson and Malik Cunningham behind Lamar Jackson. So, that you know, teams with Super Bowl aspirations who want a really high-end backup, I think those who we're talking about.
Do you think the New York Giants called?
No, definitely not. See, that's a kind of team that I think would not do it because, you know, you don't want, he's about to become a free agent. You already have a quarterback you're paying a lot of money who's about to become a free agent. I don't think a young up-and-coming team would want him.
Right, it's a quarterback with a tenuous situation. You got a top six pick, but do you like any of these quarterbacks in the draft enough? And I know they have Drew Lock, but whatever.
If I'm Fields, and if he did have a choice, which I'm not sure if he did, I would have chose the Ravens over the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a guess at the Ravens.
Yeah,
there.
Only because if that was the case, you're betting on Lamar playing another full 17-game season and not getting hurt. It could happen, but it just hasn't happened much of late. And if you're looking for an offensive fit, given his skill set, you won't find a better one than the Ravens. He could go out there and legit. Like, with the Steelers, they're kind of guessing maybe he could do something. I've envisioned Justin Fields running that offense very efficiently.
I think Jackson's a lot better than Fields, though. I mean,
he's better.
Yeah, I think that's the difference.
You think the two-time MVP is better than a guy who just got traded for a six-round pick in 2025?
I just feel like what you saw until the Kansas City game, Lamar Jackson had such a feel for that offense. I'm not sure it'd take Fields some playing to get there. Well, what about Cleveland, too? Because they eventually didn't sign Flacco and sign Jameis Winston. Do you think they called about Justin Fields? Maybe not. I mean, a few weeks ago.
They also signed Snoop Huntley. I don't know. Yeah. There's going to be a quarterback battle royale out there in Cleveland because they still got DTR as of right now. I don't know if maybe he's on the outs, but it's a very crowded QB room for a team that's supposed to be, quote unquote, so in on Deshaun Watson. You're sure getting a lot of insurance for him.
But the bottom line,
I think they've watched him play the last couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. But bottom line, I think the Raiders and the Giants and teams who really need an answer quarterback, they did not want Justin Fields in the building. Right, because if the Raiders had gotten him, or I know they have that issue with the OC, or the Giants, then there's a lot of pressure, right? That's not a real backup situation with the Giants. Justin Fields, would he even be a backup? I guess he would technically, but I don't see. I think the teams were all contenders who wanted a high-end backup, not young developing teams.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think there's pressure with Pittsburgh, though. You're acting like there's none. I think there definitely is. There's pressure for Russ is trying to save his career. Fields trying to save his career, and I think Mike Tomlin is trying to finally win a playoff game.
No, but
there's a lot of pressure there.
But if you're a Giants or Raiders and you bring in Justin Fields and he's good, then you have to decide on a $200 million contract right. like that. I don't think GMs want that situation. Pittsburgh, for some reason, I'm not hearing about Pittsburgh paying a big contract to Justin Fields.
I don't know if you have to, if you snap your fingers and it's $200 million.
Right.
I do think there's a Daniel Jones, Jordan Love stepping stone contract that could be there. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You're welcome to weigh in on the quarterback news for the weekend, which is Kenny Pickett's out. He goes to Philly. Justin Fields is in. He and Russell Wilson will now duke it out. Even though they say Russ is the starter, we'll see about that. Coming up, we have our biggest takeaways from the NCAA tournament bracket. What jumped out to me in Perloff? You'll get that next. It's Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, boy. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. One Hit Wonder Day here. We are doing our annual bracket of things that are not NCAA basketball. We're doing One Hit Wonders this year. What did we do the last 2 years, the non-basketball bracket?
Really exciting. Our first year, we just did Maggie and Perloff's bracket of stuff. Year two was Maggie and Perloff brackets of things that suck.
What was the bracket of stuff winner? It was like...
like ketchup or something.
Opening a can of Pringles or something.
I think ketchup won. Things that suck was getting hacked ended up winning because we put a lot of like daily annoyances of life and then somehow getting hacked also got in there and it was much more serious than all the other like stubbing your toe. Yeah. And so getting hacked.
I mean, getting hacked is like the John Wood in UCLA.
I know.
Terrible thing that happened to you.
Can I just say that?
It was bad. It was like a real Kentucky. It was bad. Yeah.
I think I woke up this morning and I got this notification from a certain service that made me feel I was hacked. And this is now happening about once a month. Of course I wasn't.
Yeah.
But I.
Does it rhyme with Schmamazon?
No.
Oh.
I don't even want to get into it just in case my hacker is out there listening
Pornhub?
To me.
What was it?
No. It was a gigantic social media company.
Oh, got it.
That said your attempt to change your password. I woke up this morning. Your attempt to change your password did not work. Can you write us back?
Yeah. Don't do it.
What? Don't do what?
Don't write them back.
Don't write them back to delete it.
Yeah. So I immediately
throw
just
your phone in the ocean.
Change your password immediately.
I changed my password immediately. Somebody's phishing for my passwords.
Two-step verification is your best friend.
Right.
I know. We talk about this a lot.
As annoying as it is.
So this year, not brackets of things that suck, not brackets of stuff. It's one-hit wonders. And we are going four different regions. Today, we revealed the wedding region. And our very own Andrew Kaplan, who not only made this bracket, EJ, of course, actually went and found all of this sound. Now Kaplan has put together a YouTube playlist. So if you want these one-hit wonders all in one spot, the weddings region was released earlier this morning with My Sharona and Whoop There It Is and Ice Ice Baby and all of that. It's all there for you. Maggie and Perloff one-hit wonders playlist. There you go. And you go vote, of course, on Twitter. Whoever you vote, that's who moves on in the one-hit wonders.
This is a powerful bracket. There's a lot of big names. Macarena being in there. I think that's a dangerous eight seed. I think we might have a Florida Atlantic, Miami, San Diego State, UConn situation where the number one seeds are definitely in peril this year. I think it's a mid-major year.
I would agree. Funky Town at 11, it's just sitting out there. Let's go to the phones. We're asked you about the Steelers quarterback situation. John is in Western New York, likes what he sees. Good morning, John.
Well, it's a real web we weave down in the Steel City. But I really wonder if there was I hate to use the term conspiracy on how they worked this thing out. I think what happened here is when they talked to Russell Wilson, they saw what they were paying for him.
Mm-hmm.
And before, I think the Bears were trying to extract too much for Fields. So I think in the papers, I don't know from what you read. You know, I always go down to the Pittsburgh area newspapers, and you read pretty quickly that they were dropping out of the contest for Fields. Well, once they got Wilson, and all of a sudden negotiations went on, and I think the Bears waited too long and they wanted too much. And so in the end, what happened was is that the Steelers did get him, but they negotiated from a position of strength
yep.
than a position of weakness. But the only thing that I can see different that with Fields over Pickett is that Fields threw more touchdown passes than Pickett did. So in that respect, you know, I think they feel that they have more to develop there.
Yeah, now, John, I'm going to be honest with you. Everyone threw more passes than Kenny Pickett did. And now he didn't play a full schedule, but his rookie season, 12 starts, 7 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Year 2, 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Again, not a full season, 12 games each year, but woo, a woof.
But a full, almost a full deck of Canada.
So, yeah, that's true. That is true.
By the way, Justin Fields is...
John, thank you so much.
Justin Fields might be... Him and Daniel Jones have to be the lowest touchdown percentage. Justin Fields has 40 touchdowns in 40 games. He is not throwing a lot of touchdowns either.
No,
I mean, the two of them. And that's a part of it is Pittsburgh. And I don't see Russell Wilson throwing for a ton of touchdowns there either.
At least Russ doesn't throw a lot of picks. Joseph is in Rochester. He's got a thought on Fields. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing good.
Hey, this is Viking Joe here.
All right.
So, one of my thoughts was, now that Pittsburgh has Justin Fields, is there any way they could do a trade with Minnesota?
Interesting. Viking Joe, I don't think that's where your team is looking. They made a trade with the Houston Texans over the weekend to get another first-round pick. So I think the Vikings are trying to put themselves in position to trade up and get one of these top quarterbacks in the draft. The question is, who's for sale? I doubt it would be the Commanders. I mean, how dare you do that to your fan base? You have the number 2 pick and you pass. Oof. That would be so colossally stupid. So I think it would probably be more that the New England Patriots could be available.
And you're hearing a lot of 4 Arizona and 5 L.A. Chargers as possible trade spots for Minnesota, because both those teams don't really need any. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. might be the guy, but both those teams have a lot of holes, the Chargers and the Cardinals, so they could move down. That is a fascinating team. I think the Vikings right now, sort of an empty slate at quarterback. I'm dying to know what happens there.
Me too. And, you know, I say that the New England Patriots might be open for business, but again, like, that doesn't serve them either. Both the Commanders and the Patriots should take quarterbacks this draft.
Right. The narrative with the Patriots, though, they don't want to be last year's Carolina Panthers, who drafted Bryce Young number 1 and had no talent around him. Talking about no talent, there's just nothing. The cupboard is completely bare in New England. So, if, say, you draft Jaden Daniels or Drake May,
right,
are you putting him in a position to succeed? Maybe not.
Well, not year 1.
Yeah.
But everyone knows that. I think you got a new coaching staff. You're trying to, you know, move on after Belichick. There's so much change in New England. If they have a stinker of a year, as long as Jaden Daniels or Drake May, whoever it is, as long as they don't get hurt, I don't think anyone's going to complain too much.
And also, there's this other storyline. Does J.J. McCarthy break into the top 3 quarterbacks? And is he Minnesota's target ahead of Drake May or Jaden Daniels? That's crazy, because he didn't throw in Michigan. To me, that would be a wild swing, but that's why Minnesota, I think, is so fascinating to people.
Bogus is just shaking his head.
Yeah, I don't know how to get past the idea that Michigan didn't let J.J. McCarthy throw.
A lot of people are like you.
Why would the NFL team let him do it? And Chase Daniel had a video I saw the other day. Was like, he was in the 60th, like 66th in the nation in third down attempts. So even when they had to throw on third down, they didn't throw on third down at Michigan. So I don't know how all of a sudden he's going to become a high-volume NFL thrower, no matter how accurate his arm might be
against air. Well, they'll say when he did throw, he was great.
Our buddy Lance Erline, NFL.com draft expert, was on last week. He was tweeting this weekend about how NFL personnel people see J.J. McCarthy way differently than the public. They see decision-making. They see
pro
ability to make
offense.
The kind of the kind of throws that you need in the NFL. Now, listen, that could be smokescreen from teams that are putting that out. Lance does talk to teams, so you never know. It's lying season, but I'm right with you. I don't get it. If he goes ahead of Drake May or Jaden Daniels, I'd be absolutely stunned.
You know, maybe the public is getting a bit of a wake-up call. The Justin Fields draft, the compensation, that was a bit of a wake-up call. You didn't even get a draft pick for this year. I mean, that's crazy, considering he's a first-round pick. And maybe you're right. Maybe inside NFL circles, because he ran the pro-style offense, unlike a lot of college quarterbacks who are just looking at, you know, a picture of SpongeBob SquarePants and then counting to 3 and clapping their hands, and that's the offense.
The other weird thing, though, about the McCarthy thing, too, on the third down, lack of attempts overall, is it's not like he was playing behind a makeshift offensive line. He was playing behind the best, one of the best we've seen probably in 10, 15 years. And the fact that they still didn't have that kind of confidence in him to make those plays. Now, look, they were sledgehammers of running the football. So I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it is a leap that these teams are taking if they are indeed this high on McCarthy. But I firmly believe it goes back to his pedigree as an elite prospect coming out of high school and people knowing that skill set is there. He just wasn't asked to do that. Now, that's a big risk to not see him really do that on the college football level, on the big Power 5 level, but that seems to be the leap that these teams are making.
But also teams, and this is an NBA thing too, they like the unknown. They've seen a ton of Bo Nix. They've seen a ton of Michael Penix. They've seen a lot of Jaden Daniels. I think the fact that they haven't seen J.J. McCarthy, it's like, ooh, we don't know what this guy can do. I think GMs like that, which is so weird.
They also like to seem smart.
Yeah.
Like they've seen something and figured something out that nobody else has.
Yeah, but if you miss, you're fired, which makes you seem dumb.
Yeah.
You know, the TCU game I always thought was an interesting one for J.J. McCarthy. The yardage was there, obviously, but he was not good. He was 20 for 34, even though if he passed for 343 yards, but that's a 58%. That's not good. Two touchdowns and two picks.
Did they score a million points in that game?
They did.
He had a rushing touchdown, too.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but the 20 for 34. That's not gonna hack it in the NFL.
20 for 34? That's not bad. That's
58%.
Yeah, I mean, that's not horrible.
Listen, oh, yeah, it is. Sub 60.
It's not great.
Plus two picks.
I mean, that's what basically Justin Fields' completion percentage. We keep saying he needs to improve as a passer.
Well, yeah. I know, but...
That's the only kind of shootout I have for you.
Yeah, I know. They scored 41. How many points did they score in that game? I know it's bad interceptions, but he didn't throw them last year.
I was gonna say though, the one problem though is TCU then went in the next week, and we saw what Stetson Bennett did to that defense. So if he can only complete 58% of his passes against that defense, what's he doing against better defenses if he has to throw that much?
Well, Maggie and I have the same argument over Michael Penix, and I think you're in the. I think you might be right. I said I don't care. He had a bad game against Michigan in the final. That was a great Michigan team, and it wasn't that bad. I mean, he was. Michael Penix was 27 for 51, one touchdown, two picks. But, I mean, there were a couple drops. A lot of things happened. I don't judge a quarterback of one game. That's so hard to do because these guys have 30 games on tape. So if you point to any one game, is that fair to do?
Justin Fields against Georgia.
Yeah, but Justin Fields had this great game against Georgia. He still was a fourth quarterback in his class. Yeah. So I don't think NFL cares about one game. And they probably shouldn't if you look back at it.
Headlines.
Sure, why not? Sure. UConn and South Carolina are the top overall seeds for men's and women's March Madness. Those brackets roughly 14 and 12 hours old at this point. The Huskies joined on that top line by Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina. It's Iowa, USC, and Texas for the women. The first bit of madness comes tomorrow when Wagner, Howard, and Virginia, Colorado State start the first four in Dayton. The winner of that first game gets the Tar Heels. The Hoos, the Rams become the 10 seed in the Midwest and face Texas. Now the first four out of the men's bracket, Oklahoma, Seton Hall, Pitt, and Indiana State. Here's Sycamore's head coach, Josh Schertz.
It's beyond disappointing, but it's the way it is. So ultimately, we'll lick our wounds tonight, and then we got to get up tomorrow and get ready for what's next.
And what's next is the NIT, Indiana State accepting its invite. It's a one seed, hosts SMU on Wednesday. And what's next for Schertz, by the way, might be the St. Louis job. He is likely to become that coach, replacing Travis Ford. The NBA.
Wait, what time Wednesday? That's the one postseason game I want to watch.
That one I couldn't bracket. Tell you. Yeah, you just want to watch the Indiana State team?
I'm totally on board with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, well, Robbie I didn't Billick. Realize Jay Billis had another name for him yesterday.
What was?
Larry Nerd. He wears the specs. I didn't know that one.
I mean, that was a blow that they did not make it. I think that was the one the country's like, come on, just throw us this team. This is so fun.
That's the only one that bothered me. Coupled with Virginia. No one seems to understand how Virginia got in.
It's ridiculous.
And at the expense of Indiana State, it makes it that much more frustrating.
Well, Virginia lost by Virginia Tech by 30 points.
Yeah.
Well, 30. We all know with UVA, when they lose, it looks real bad. And when they win, it looks real bad, actually. That's just that kind of team. They're very defensive, and it's pretty ugly.
Is it bad that I kind of enjoy that the Big East and all their New York media friends got screwed. Yeah. It's kind of funny. Like when I was a kid, the Big East was it. There was no doubt. And just that, I think the committee said, we don't like you. Is that basically what happened?
I think the Big East actually lost in the numbers game.
Right.
They were the ones obsessed. That suffered from the extra teams getting in. The committee didn't like the Mountain West the way the rest of America did this year based on seeds. So I think the Big East was just more about, we don't have a place to put you guys now because we had to put Duquesne in.
Didn't the Mountain West get 16?
But they all, except for San Diego State, they all were seeded lower than everybody expected them to be.
Two of them are playing in the first four, so they might not even make the quote unquote real field of 60, of 64.
What did you guys think of Iowa State not getting down? They weren't even the number one, two seed. They were number six.
Yeah, that seemed to surprise a lot of people. They were not like the number five overall
seed. A lot of people thought they'd be a number one seed.
Right.
I thought number one was rich for their blood, in my opinion. I thought Carolina definitely deserved that one, given how they played in non-conference combined with dominating the ACC. I know they lost NC State. NC State was just beating everybody. I think you kind of have to throw that game away. That would have been a lot, I think, to move Carolina off the one line, to move up Iowa State, as impressive as they were in the conference tournament, especially blowing out Houston by 1,000,000 points. I'm wary of those teams that go on these massive runs in the conference tournament. We see those teams get bounced early
a lot. Say, history says you should be a little wary. It's not like getting hot at the right time. This isn't the NFL. This can be sometimes you expend everything, and that's sort of you. It's like you mission accomplished by the time you get to the tournament, and then you get bounced.
And it's tough, and it's funny, I saw, and it's not so much with the big conference schools, but I saw that head coach Stetson made an interesting point. He's like, it's very odd to win a championship, have a big celebration, and then wait around for 3 or 4 days for them, maybe even more, 10 days for them, and then go and try to compete for another championship. He said, it's just an odd feeling. He's like, he was an assistant coach at Florida. He's like, we've done it, but it is odd, and it's tough to get your players back up. And I think that's part of it. Like, if you're playing at Madison Square Garden, and like, I think you kind of be fine, but you're playing at Madison Square Garden with all those alumni, the crowd's going crazy, and you win a championship, then to turn around and say, hey, let's go back out there and win another championship when the first game, and I saw Danny Hurley talk about this, say it's so different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're playing in an electric atmosphere at Madison Square Garden or in D.C. where the ACC tournament was or wherever. I think Kansas City was where the Big 12 was. And in the first game, you got some 15, 16 seed, and there's 50% of the crowd is not even there yet because it's a noon game.
Yeah, I was going to say, those
totally
noon starts
atmosphere.
Are brutal.
I watched Hurley in an interview, though. That dude doesn't seem like he's scared of anybody right now. Oh my God, he looked like he was about to rip off his windbreaker and get on the court.
Throwing fans out.
What do you guys think of an Iowa State Texas Tech final matchup? Brock Purdy, Patrick Mahomes at it again. Possibly a Taylor Swift tie-in, I don't know.
We'll find one.
Well, honestly, the biggest matchup for Iowa State I want to see is I want to see them face Drake. You want to talk about a Iowa matchup?
Why, Drake will be there?
He should. He should show off.
Drake likes a lot of teams. He's a Kentucky fan.
I know. Bad news for you. Yeah. He was around the Houston Cougars this weekend.
Oh no.
Ralph almost just shut the laptop and walked out.
No wonder he got beat by 100 points.
Has Drake ever talked about Drake, the college?
Should. I mean, it's a pretty good program. And that kid DeFreeze, who's actually he's the son of the head coach, he may be a guy to watch. He may have a big tournament. And whenever you got those in-state rivalry kind of games where a big school versus a little school, those matchups always end up being very interesting.
Yeah.
So that's when I want to see Drake and Iowa State.
And I think there's a Drake transfer on Iowa State, too, if they go head-to-head.
Yes, I believe so.
So there's a lot going on.
Did someone here say that their wife or them picks teams only with first name, people's names?
That's one of my wife's big-time tournament like corollaries. Your name, you got a name, she's on your side. But
so is Drake a name?
I don't know if she's going to go for Drake, but she would, in the past, has been all about Stephen F. Austin.
Robert Morris, George Mason, George Washington.
But I mean, St. Peter, was that a person?
Technically, yes.
I think it was.
Yeah. But that's also a traditional name. Schools are always named after saints. She just wants random people.
I mean, James Madison signed the Constitution and was the president, right?
That's probably going to be her thing.
Okay.
Can you tell her the dad joke? How is Stephen F. Austin going to beat a team of five people single-handedly?
Yes.
She doesn't have a lot of options
here. She doesn't.
Stetson Bennett.
Now, they're the Hatters. That will get her attention.
Because
that's a cool nickname.
It is cool.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of names here.
No.
St. Mary, another real person.
Been there, done that.
Is it? I see Howard's in the tournament. That's a first name.
Well, yeah, tell Howard, her. Yeah,
she'll take that. Sorry, I was looking at the first four.
She'll also laugh if Moorhead stays. That probably will be a pick on her bracket as well.
Get out of here.
I mean, Dayton, in this day and age, everyone's named something.
Now that we've done the Moorhead State. Now that we've done the Moorhead State thing twice, I do have to raise your attention to, did you see yesterday Anthony Black and Grady Dick?
Oh, sure.
Whose idea was that? I think it was Grady Dick's idea.
It looked like it was Black.
No, it's Black.
They read the lips, and you could see Grady Dick say, F it.
Bleep it.
And takes his jersey off, and so then they take the picture.
They did a jersey swap again.
And they were
Grady Dick
up.
And Anthony Black did a jersey swap and put the two, so the two last names are together, holding up the jersey. In what order?
That's one thing great about having all these young guys in the NBA is that you have these 19 and 20 year olds.
Did you see the humor
stuff like this?
Did you see that the Magic tweeted it out and then deleted the tweet?
Yeah.
That can't be the first person to actually try to do that with Grady Dick. I've seen a million things.
Oh, I saw they said keep James Harden away from Grady Dick. Keep Nasir Little away from Grady Dick.
Former Major League pitcher Aaron Small away from him.
I think that Grady Dick's probably been waiting his whole life for this. Like, the possibilities are endless.
I got to find this list. There was literally someone came out with a great list of players that said these people should not stand next to Grady Dick.
Listen, if this is your last name, you've got to have a sense of humor about this.
Bruce Brown, Jaylen Brown, mm-hmm. Derek White, Kobe White, Kevin Love, Trey Young, LaMelo and Lonzo Ball, and the Toppin brothers. All should probably stay away from Grady Dick.
Bless the person who wrote that. Who went through every roster.
The Toppins, you're going to have to explain that one to me in the break.
Also, I just got Moorhead. I'm sorry.
Just now?
Guys, I'm sorry. Later.
Excuse me?
It's in the morning. Whatever, that didn't help.
Yeah.
Our show's in the morning.
Yes.
I wasn't thinking. Anyway, also, go Luther, look at the fit.
Also,
photos.
If Luther Head's around, he shouldn't be around there either.
He must be like...
He shouldn't, I'm just saying.
That's also the name of Pete's 14th book.
I'm lucky, by the way. I got another. Houston in the first round plays Longwood. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can,
that's a your Katie wife Booger will like special, that one. Yeah.
Your wife, okay. I got to see your wife's bracket. Sounds like the best. I got to see your wife's bracket.
Is that what you say? Not old enough.
My bracket, that should be a bracket. All those possibilities in one bracket.
Yeah, Moorhead playing Longwood. Got it.
Right. There we go.
Bogish, thank you.
No, those are 2-1 seeds.
thank you.
Thank God Grady Dick's not of Kansas anymore. Go ahead, Maggie.
855-212-4CBS. Why do you give out the phone number? Don't call on this stuff. We got a cover for you. So much more NCAA tournament to get to. We also had some more football news from over the weekend. Not just the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback room making news. A lot more than that. And things that will certainly impact this upcoming draft. It's Maggie and Perloff. See-
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
CBS Sports Radio. All right, we get back to the NCAA tournament in just a moment, but The Vikings trading up, Perloff, with the Houston Texans to try to get a second first-round pick, that could end up becoming one of the big stories here of the draft. I don't know how high up they can get now with two, if there's another move in the making, but the Vikings just made their intentions rather clear.
Absolutely. It's interesting to me, though. Could they have traded a future number one here? Did they need that 23 pick? And why did the Texans... Explain this deal to me. Vikings acquire the Texans' number 23 pick and a seventh-round pick. The Texans receive the Vikings' second-round pick, 42, and their sixth-round pick, and their second-round pick in 2025. It seemed like a light haul for the Texans, because moving from 23 to 42, what's Houston get out of this? I thought it was an odd giving up a number one pick. A couple of years ago, the number 23 pick went for Tyreek Hill, I believe. I feel like the Texans were like, ah, yeah, have this. So for me, it was a smart move by the Vikings. Didn't even give up that much.
Well, maybe the Texans are making a bet that the Vikings are going to be pretty bad this year, and that second-round pick is going to be a high second.
I guess so. Also, I think the Texans don't want to pay any more first-round picks. They have so many young guys right there.
They saw C.J. Stroud. They're like, oh, we're going to be bankrupt now. They're going to be fine.
Because all their young players are going to get contract ready at the same time. I think they were looking big picture. I do think teams don't want too many first-round picks because you have to pay them. It's kind of weird. But, yeah, the Vikings going for a quarterback, they're kind of exciting right now. They're unknown. They have Justin Jefferson, play indoors, Kevin O'Connell, quarterback coach. I think they're actually gone, even though we don't know who that quarterback is. I'm very interested.
See, this, though, can be when teams make big mistakes, which is, are you trading up and you're not even sure who it's for?
49ers style?
Exactly. And how did that turn out? They were undecided, like, you know, right up to the draft, apparently, on Trey Lance versus Mac Jones. Turns out neither of them would have been a good option.
And then they made the Super Bowl with Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, right. I don't know if the Vikings are going to have that same type of luck. Okay, coming up, big question about one of the blue bloods of this tournament. The NCAA tournament, that is. Maggie and Perloff doing all things college hoops next. Don't move.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!